Welcome back to all our listeners. And before we start, let us all come to Jesus and pray. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. Lord, it is a Good Friday. I know that even though that it is a Good Friday, this is the day that we remember your suffering and your death in the cross. Lord, thank you for dying in the cross for our sin. And I pray, Lord, that you give me the words and the wisdom to speak and say the words that you want me to share for our devotional today. Thank you, dear Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, happy Good Friday to everyone. And I know it's been a while since I did a devotional in remembrance of the Good Friday, which is today that I am recording it and I'm getting it published for you. Because Jesus have a message for me to share, and I want to share it to all of you. And the verse that God put in my heart to share for everyone can be found in John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. I want to remind all of us that Jesus is our good shepherd, and we are his sheep. And also, I did a devotional before about the lost sheep, so you can go back, and if you haven't listened to it, I recommend that you go back and listen to it, or you can go back and listen to it again. But Jesus loves us so much that he is our shepherd. And just like the story of the lost sheep, if one of us are lost, he will go out and find us, which is why we remember that today is called Good Friday. Good Friday for us. Because in spite of Christ suffering and dying on the cross on a Good Friday, it's called Good Friday because he accomplished what he came here for. And that is to die in the cross for you and for me, for all of us, so that one day we can be with him. Because this is the only way that Jesus have to do. This is the only way for us to be with him, is to die on that cross. And just like if you were a Christian, you would have heard and you would have known this verse that I'm going to say. And that is John 3:16, which is one of the most famous Christian verse that I am sure that you have heard of, which I could think is perfect for today because it is said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life." And I want to add the verse 17 as well. And verse 17 said, "God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." So like what I have mentioned, God loves us. That's why he gave his only Son for us to die on that cross. And he didn't came here to judge you, to judge me, to judge what's going on. He came here because he wants to save the world. And that is the only way he have to do. And he did it because he loves us. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know one thing for sure. God loves you. He know what you're going through because he suffered. He take all of the shame, the suffering, the pain, and dying in the cross so that we can be with him because he loves us. He doesn't want us to end in hell. He wants us to be with him when this life is over, that one day we could be with him. Now let us close our eyes and close in a prayer. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you for loving us. It's not how much we loved us, but it is how much you love us that matters. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. I pray, Lord, for the people that are listening to me right now, and that if they are not safe yet, that they're not going to wait for later. Not to say I'll do it next time, but do it now. And if you, person that is listening, if you know in your heart that you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, I know that I have sinned. I know that I need you in my life. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me for all the sins that I have done. I am asking you to come into my life and be my Savior and show me that love that can only be given through you. Thank you, Lord, for dying to the cross. And for the people that are listening that you feel like you need to come back to God, I want you to follow this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father in heaven, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross. And Lord, I am telling you, Lord, that I love you so much and I want to come back into your arms. Lord, guide me and bless me as I go in my way. And I want to recommit my life again to you. Make me as an instrument to be a follower of you, to live my life only to you, dear Jesus. And to all of our listeners, I want us all to pray this prayer. I want to pray this to all my listeners. I want to pray this prayer for you. Heavenly Father in heaven, bless each and every one that are listening. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you for dying. And thank you for not staying there, but actually coming back to life on Easter and showing everyone that you are the true God, that you are the Son of God, that you are God. Thank you, Lord, for everything. And bless each and every one that is listening to my devotional right now. And bless me, Annette, and everybody as we go on our day. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. And now let us reflect to everything we've heard and listen to this beautiful music from our Spotify sponsor. Take care, everyone. And always remember, come to Jesus daily. Until next time.
Now we comes. Jesus is waiting, God so loved.